I believe in balance beams. The ones you find in gymnastics buildings or see on TV as you watch girls taunt gravity with their impossible feats of human flexibility and balance. Even though I have been an ex-gymnast for 8 years, the memories of the beam, the fear of making mistakes, the pain of falling, and the relished victory of overcoming a strenuous routine are still with me. The fear of mistakes is unavoidable because, as a gymnast, I was a trained perfectionist. Every little imperfection was docked points, not to mention the fact that on the beam, mistakes led to painful falls. The mistake in and of itself, though painless, was horrifying. Me, a child with small bones, was about to hit the ground hard. In that half second of falling, all conscious thought is eradicated. Blank terror replaces it. And the falls aren't always clean, just like any trial I have or will face. My leg might have smacked the beam on my way down, so not only do my arms hurt from breaking my fall, but so does my leg. The consequences can't be avoided. As I got up, I had this frustrating habit of smacking my head against the beam, or the base of the beam. More than once, I wasn't able to get up by myself and needed a helpful hand to get up and move on. The recovery was so much harder than the mistake that caused me to fall. I would vow to myself to never make that mistake again. Sometimes I was lucky enough to keep this promise to myself, but other times I wasn't able to own up to it, and only the repeated injury made the lesson stick. I believe in balance beams, the time spent on it, the time spent off it, and the time spent climbing back up. My life is a balance beam. Although the feeling of accomplishment I can get by overcoming that routine is something I want, this is not what I strive for. It's not always making it through the fight, but knowing when to walk away so I don't lose myself in the battle. I was able to learn and apply this principle when I was 8 years old. The struggles in your life are not to be endured, they're to be conquered.